moments of wondering and doubting, is this where Sadha becomes the friend?
What is friend at that moment?
Well, it would be Kusala. I mean, it's...
At moment of Kusala, Sadha is one's friend or the other Chetasika's friend or Chitta's friend. It doesn't hurt. It helps.
It helps. I think I was thinking that, you know, when we have doubt, when there is doubt about whether this jitta arises, whether this jitta seeker arises here and there, that there can be kusala moments and with sadha. Well, it happened. And see that, well, doubt is real, that there is doubt. Am I making myself clear?
Sadha arises with kusala, citta.
We could put it the other way around. We could say that when there is sadha, there is no doubt for that matter.
That's probably what I was trying to say.
This can be known after understanding what is the characteristic of that which experiences and that which cannot experience, or nama and rupa. If there is no understanding of the two different characteristics, no more understanding about what we are talking about, vitakka or satara or anything, because it arises and falls away. As soon as awareness is aware of an object, it falls away. Before you can know whether it is what kind of vitakka or citta. Only that which can experience, which is different from that which cannot experience. Because what appears, there must be only one of this, nama or rupa. No matter where in the world, in the universe, wherever.
How it can be known if it's gone all the time?
All the time. So nothing here or something here. To be known.
Something, but it's gone.
Yes, and it can be known.
It's gone.
It's gone in your thought, but it appears as a reality that you take for something. But in the absolute sense, it's not something, it's just a reality. For example, seeing is a reality, whisper object is a reality, and you're thinking that it's gone. But the succession of the arising and falling away can be object of right understanding of different kinds of realities.
Can we also say that because it's Panya that knows, that's your question, is it not how it can be known conventionally, but how it can be understood, that Panya that knows arises of its own conditions, so it arises together with or immediately after the reality that is known.
At this moment of seeing, who knows the arising and falling away of seeing?
No one.
No one. Learn to understand that seeing is not I, no self in it.
Right.
This is the beginning before there can be the actual understanding of the arising and falling away of the mitta.
Yes. But if Panya is conditioned to arise, then it knows the presently arisen reality.
Right now.
Right now.
Can there be the understanding of thinking? Can one know whether it is akusala or akusala thinking? Just thinking is very difficult to understand. It's not self. And at the moment of understanding thinking, can there be panya which knows that it's kusla or akusla? Could it be later or together at the same time? Because it just begins to see the reality of that which it thinks as the self. And it's gone before there can be the understanding of whether it's kusla or akusla thinking. Even that moment is akusala thinking or kusala thinking, but panya just begin to know that it's not self. That's why sotapanna cannot eradicate the attachment to sensuous object. But sotapanna knows that no matter whatever appears, it arises and falls away.
So thinking, there can be awareness of thinking as just thinking. Mm-hmm.
It's just a reality.
It's just a reality, yeah. That thinks.
Which thinks, which is not seeing.
And it's not of any concern whether it's kusala or akusala.
It falls away.
It falls away. Because we probably, most of us probably have the idea that that kusala thinking is good to be developed, and akusala thinking,
yeah,
is not.
Yeah, it's like seeing. Like, who knows that it's vipaka? See, to understand seeing as just moment of seeing that which is seeing, who knows that it's this vipaka? So when kusala arises, who knows it is kusala? But their characteristics are different. That's why by not naming it, only one can see the difference of the different namas.
So vipaka citta can be known to panya in due course.
We don't have to name it, but we can understand the difference between seeing and thinking without
thinking
naming it, that this one is vipaka and the other one is kusala or akusala.
And in the same way, by not naming in due course, the difference between kusala thinking and akusala thinking can be known. Is that right?
Like now, seeing sees and thinking thinks. Who knows that seeing is vipaka and thinking now is kusala or akusala? But there can be a moment of beginning to understand that which can experience. They're so much different from one another, like seeing is not attachment.
Seeing and the moments of thinking about what is seen are all mixed up together. There's no understanding one from the other. So I can see the sense in which that beginning level awareness would begin to understand seeing as seeing and thinking as thinking, but just that, without any further knowledge of different kinds of citta, for example.
But how can kusala then be developed if we don't know at all when there is kusala?
because we know, or right understanding, awareness can be known as awareness. And that is, we know that is to be developed. So in a sense, we know Kusala from our Kusala in that respect. We don't take Akusala for Kusala. We have a clear idea of which is which.
Okay. When there is no understanding at all, what is seen, good or bad, wholesome or unwholesome, benefit or not beneficial at all. But at moment of understanding that what is seen now is only that, a reality is real, it is seen. And its nature is just a reality that can be seen. Is it, no matter we call it Kusala or not, whether what is better, what is beneficial, not knowing the true nature of whatever appears now as just that which can be seen, and not knowing this at all. Do we have to name it Kusala so we can continue on having developed Kusala, or just the understanding can be more and more by considering?
That is the best.
Yeah. So we don't have to know whether what is a Kusala and Kusala to name it so that one can follow the development of Kusala. But by understanding, one can say that it's different from ignorance.
But for dana, for instance, true generosity, should one not know one's citta, whether there is no thinking of oneself, but really thinking of someone else's benefit, or to develop metta, to know thinking of the benefit of someone else, because one might take selfish affection for metta, all those things. Should that not be known?
Known as what? As I should develop metta or what?
No, not as I, no.
Yeah.
But the reality is...
Oh, understanding knows the difference between lopa and alopa. It's not I. So no rule that I would do this or that in order to have more kusala. But panya conditions or motivate deeds in different ways from a kusala or ignorance.
And can we
not
say that panya has to get used to or understand all kinds of realities, so the characteristic of attachment is different from the characteristic of metta, so these are dharmas that have to be known as well, just like seeing invisible objects, so whatever appears, so the characteristic of attachment when one's concerned for oneself is so different from the characteristic of metta when it's this concern for others, so not mine, not yours, but they are also dharmas that can be known when they appear.
I think when kusala arises spontaneously, we don't care about the level of its purity, because we help someone or we give something and it's done. There's no worrying about how pure is my kusala right now. I think it's when we think about doing kusala that, yeah, then we wonder about how pure it will be, and there's all this kind of thinking.
Just thinking about this in a different approach. So, if the, as far as the level of panya is concerned, so the level of panya which distinguishes between kusala and akusala is lower than the level of panya which knows realities as they are, right?
Panya understands what is what.
Yes, but usually...
Not naming this is kusala and this is akusala. Without understanding what kusala is in reality.
Actually, like, because I it seems to me that for me, now the distinguishing between kusala and akusala is more accessible than the understanding of realities as they are. For example, sometimes I can go for a long moment thinking, oh, good and everything, but at that moment, no understanding of what is at that moment. But then a moment arise and I now understand that all those past moments were akusala. It should not naming, but it seems to me that that kind of understanding is more available to my level right now. That's why I asked the question whether this level of understanding is lower and it can pave the way to higher level of understanding.
For whom?
Just a general...
For me or what?
No, I was just asking in general understanding of the order of
so things. Whatever arises is conditioned, that's all.
If I may interrupt, for whom? But first, there was said like, I don't remember, for Atta, for Loka, and for Dhamma.
Yes, so for whom? For Atta, or Loka, or Dhamma?
I think the best is for Dhamma.
But at moment of kusala, at that moment it's motivated by the self, Atta, or the Loka, or the Dhamma, see?
Well, we started with the sutta from Zika here about the what was the wording? The mastery of sila, samadhi, panya.
Can they be together?
Yes.
Yes, they the development of.
Without having mastered the domain of sila.
Right. So. Right, so it's talking about the mastery as opposed to the development.
Yes.
Right, so the and Ajahn explained that it's Adi Sila. So it's Panya that purifies the different levels of kusala.
The path. Yeah.
The path.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the answer to our concerns, if you like, about understanding the difference between kusala and akusala lies in the development of understanding of realities, because that's how the different levels of kusala are purified.
Can all the teachings or all words we're talking about be known? Only when Panya develops.
Yeah. But as I think you've explained before, they all somehow relate to the present moment. They have to be understood in the context of the present moment.
And one thing for sure is if there's any concern about kusala versus akusala or any interest in, when one's interested, for example, in having more metta, then there's bound to be attachment to oneself and one's kusala at such times. So that's why there has to be the understanding of dhammas in the beginning, I think.
I think not only in the beginning.
Well, the path has to begin with understanding dhammas, and then it develops more and more understanding of dhammas.